This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Heirs to the Walmart fortune may be the next owners of the Denver Broncos. The team says they have a sale agreement with members of the Walton family. Control of the team has been under a trust since the death of former longtime owner Pat Bowlen in 2019. He bought the Broncos in 1984. The other NFL owners still have to approve the sale. There are new gun laws in two metro area cities. Boulder and Louisville passed several measures Tuesday meant to prevent gun violence and mass shootings. Katie Lace lives in Louisville near her son's elementary school.
Every day after I walk my son to school and look out the window of the room I use as my office, I look at the school and I wonder if today's going to be the day.
The ordinances include waiting periods to purchase guns and banning the possession of firearms in what are considered sensitive places like churches, schools, and hospitals. A new state law tightens the rules for assisted living facilities. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The law sets up guardrails around what facilities have to do if they want to remove a resident and creates an appeals process. It also sets new qualification rules for administrators. The most controversial element increases fines on facilities when a resident is mistreated or injured. The industry said that provision is overly punitive. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The state is putting $600 million of COVID relief money into its unemployment insurance fund to help prevent employers from having to pay higher premiums in the near future. The fund was depleted during the worst of the pandemic lockdowns. Growing up in Aurora, a young performer watched the musicals at Denver's Buell Theater, and now he's on stage there in Moulin Rouge.
There were moments where I would just play the opening in my mind and just imagine what it would be like to do that at the Buell Theater in front of these people who have grown with me and who have been through the ups and downs of this career.
We'll hear about some of those ups and downs and get his story a little later in this hour. This is CPR News.